When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 92 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Bots.
And Shay from The K-Way. And here on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And don't forget to rate us and share us across all good podcasting platforms. So yes, so let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, yes, yes. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. I know you all missed her last week. I tried my best. I think it was okay, but
you did good, girl. Don't downplay yourself. You did your thing, okay?
I tried.
It was a good episode.
Oh, so. Thank you. It's thanks to you guys that listen and sending in your thoughts and feelings. But yes, our very first segment for today, is Hot Topics, per usual, which is like, aka BBC Shanice. She's going to give us a breakdown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Blinks, wake up. You gon' like this. So Blackpink have announced their album release called, the album that's going to be released called Born Pink and a World Tour. So there's going to be a pre-release single that is meant to drop this month, followed by the album that's going to drop in September, and then their world tour should be happening or starting in October. Oh. Blackpink has started filming for the official music video for their upcoming comeback. The agency said, "This is the highest production cost ever spent. The whole process is going smoothly as it is meticulously prepared under thorough planning." So we'll see. They're hyping up this video, whatever this video is going to be, whatever the song is going to be. But yeah, look out for that coming to a screen near you. Okay, moving on. Actually, before we move on, Shay, let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, what do you think the vibe Blackpink are going to go for? Do you think they're going to try to experiment a little bit more, or do you think we're going to get, you know, typical Blackpink? What are you feeling?
I don't think that they're going to experiment much, like as in like try a completely different sound, like come out with like a country song or something crazy like that. I think it will be very Blackpink-esque. I feel like we'll still be surprised and very entertained. But I don't know. I don't remember when their last comeback was, but I feel like they've, like, it's been so long that people are, like, craving that, like, Blackpink-esque, like, just, because they have, like, a really good color when you think of them, like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be good, but I'm looking forward to these visuals if the production budget's high.
Yeah, we're hyping this up.
I'm looking forward to that.
Said, like, a country song. Why hasn't you know, they've tapped into that. Maybe there is Korean country somewhere. There probably is. Probably does exist.
So random. But can we all try to manifest Rosé and, what's his name? Miley Cyrus's dad. I feel like that could work. I don't know why.
I feel like it
could work.
Oh my gosh, Rosé and her guitar. Oh my gosh, they so could do a country song. You're right. You're actually right.
Call me.
Do you know what's kind of, it's not really a country song, but it could have that vibe. That song that they had, what's it called?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What's the name of that song? Oh my God, what is that called? Wait.
Stay. Stay with me.
Maybe.
We're playing a humming challenge, guys. We know the song. Let us know on socials. I think it is called Stay or Stay With Me or something like that. Yeah, I see it. I see it. But yeah, come on, Blackpink, drop a country song. Anyway, as I said, moving on. That went on a whole different tangent. The messy queen, Han Seo-hee, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for violating the Narcotics Control Act. Don't mix her up with the actress Han Seo-hee, okay? Two different people, okay? So, Han Seo-hee is well known for her involvement in various disputes with various popular celebrities such as Big Bang's Top, B.I., Wonho, and BTSV. She just stays being messy. But anyway, the Supreme Court of Korea has sentenced her to 18 months in prison for violating the Narcotics Control Act while on probation. I'm not going to sit here and say I know what it is, but it's got something to do with drugs. And she violated something while she's on probation. So,
you know what? This girl has done so much. I couldn't have predicted that it was drugs that would send her to prison. But
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's escaped so much. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she's been messy, been a little messy queen for how long? And avoided any sort of repercussion. And now she's... She's gonna be locked up for 18 months.
She's such a main character in her own little world. I feel like she's gonna like write a book in prison or something.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me.
It really wouldn't.
Wasn't she meant to start like a YouTube channel at some point? And I don't know if that actually did start it. But does she post anything?
I don't know. I remember seeing like the little teaser, but I have no idea if there was anything else.
I bet Dispatch love her though. Dispatch must love her because she's just messy. She could have her own chat show that everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, I'm scared of her. I'm not going to endorse that because I'm not going to praise someone for being messy and just spreading lies and rumors. Because half the time, like, it's like half truths with her, with some people. It's like half truths and like, it just gets spun out of proportion. And then the rest is just like lies or whatever. So you know what? Have fun in prison, girl. Stay off the drugs. And yeah, as I said, don't mix up with the actress, the queen, Han Seo-hee. It's very confusing. But two different people, okay? All right. And last but not least, I want you to talk about some MIK drama. So over the weekend, there was the festival in London, Made in Korea. We were blessed with a lot of K-pop and K-hip-hop acts. So Saturday was more of the K-pop day, and then Sunday was more of the K-hip-hop day. And it seemed like it went well. Everyone seemed to enjoy themselves, having a great time. However, on Sunday, many people weren't understanding the vim that Doki was coming with when he was on stage, or the vibe. So apparently he was on stage and he basically says something along the lines of, anyone that comes on the stage before or after him, that has nothing on him, basically, that he's the best rapper here. And then Queen Jessie, when she was on stage, was like, nah, I ain't feeling all of that. I think I have like a short audio clip and then I'll explain what's going on. But let's roll the clip.
Nobody got, I don't got a hype man like Toki. And didn't he say he's the best rapper? I strongly disagree. I think everyone tonight is the best. You get what I'm saying? Everyone has their own style, all right, guys? I literally had to, like, shut my mouth real quick. Are you my high man?
So, yeah, there we go. So, just for clarification, she was like, everyone here is the best. Everyone has their own style. I don't know why. Like, of course, like, rappers go on stage and like, yeah, I'm the best. But it's not really aimed at anyone. It's like it's like saying, oh, yeah, I'm the best. But you're not putting down anyone. Whereas, you know, he kind of had the vibe of bringing, like, bringing down the whole festival, which
this isn't an Umpre rap star audition.
That's what I'm saying. This is not Show Me the Money. Like, you know, calm down. I'm like, where has he been? Like, you know what? Let me know. But as Jessie said, and I know she held her tongue, because even if you see the clip, I'll try and post a clip on the photo episode dumps on Instagram, so make sure you check that out, guys. But you could just tell by her body language that, you know, she was trying to hold back. Like, she's trying to keep it cute. She's trying to keep it cute and, you know, keep the energy light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, like, so unnecessary. But if any of you guys did go to the MIK festival, we want to know about your experience. Like, what were the highlights? Let us know. We'll love to kiki with you. But yeah, it did look good. It seemed like everyone had a great time. It seemed like things ran pretty smoothly, and that's what we like to hear. So yeah, I'm happy with that. No. But anyway, is there anything you'd like to add, Shay?
No, I'm good.
Fantastic. But before we wrap this up, and this is not really a hot topic, but I'm gonna slip it and slide it in there. Mm-hmm. So there was a post that we posted across social media about the new girl group NewJeans, mm-hmm. and if they are debuting too young. Shay, did you get some comments that, you know, people, what were the peeps saying about NewJeans?
Well, yes, most of them were in agreement with the unpopular opinion, I guess, or the hot take. So one person said, agree, it seems like debut age keeps getting younger and younger. It's the same issue with P Nation Boys had where Koki had to be dropped from the group because he was too young. He was 13 years old, I think. The pressure of being an idol is too much to be placed on people 18 and below, in my opinion.
Mm.
Yeah. And another person said, yes, but this isn't a NewJeans issue only. It's been happening for a while now. And another person went on to say, I think members who are 17 and 18 are fine, but 16 is a little too young, and definitely think 14 is way too young. So, yeah.
And I think with NewJeans, there's a whole, and maybe I'll dig deeper into it if people are interested, but the whole, like, I think it's like a particular creative director or something, and where this person's getting their influences from, and it's a bit weird, mm-hmm. it's a bit suspicious. And especially, I think they have a song called Cookie, and here's the lyric. Here's some lyrics. Look at my cookie, come and take a looky. It's very suggestive for people that are born in 2004 to 2008. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I'm not trying to read too much into it, but cookie is a very widely used euphemism for something.
Hmm.
Do you get what I mean? So yeah, it's kind of hard to view it innocently.
I think this is the difficulty. Like, one, there's the general and generic added pressures of having such a demanding job at a young age. Like, that's one thing. Some people might be able to do it, and that's like one issue. But now when you're taking these individuals, be that boy group members or girl group members, and they're so young and they're having like really suggestive lyrics or being styled in really suggestive ways, or there's suggestive imagery. I'm not saying you can please the whole world or keep everyone happy,
yeah,
but it's like, it might sound silly, but like, how do we preserve their innocence and like safeguard them in a way? Because like, now you have people making like thirst trap edits of like them doing their dance move, like, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, but yeah, if you do want me to delve deeper into that, then we can talk about it, but I'm just gonna leave it there for now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if you guys do want to chime in on any questions that we may ask on social media, then make sure you follow us at How You At You across all platforms. But yes, that was Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, again, you can hit us up on social media at How You At You, or if you want to talk about any stories that have been mentioned today, you could do the same thing. All right, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot takes, questions, games, etc. You can send that all to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our first unpopular opinion for today is, the title of this one is K-pop fans being rude to other foreign artists during foreign events. So this person said, I have a big problem with K-pop fans being rude to foreign artists, whether during foreign awards shows or festivals. If your idol's invited to perform somewhere and other artists are also there, the least you can do is be neutral towards the other artists rather than commenting vile things and saying you want to see your idol. Take, for instance, the whole TXT situation at Lollapalooza, where fans complained about other fans. Well, what did you expect when it's a festival of different genres and you're expecting something special? That wouldn't work. My point basically is that when your fave is invited somewhere, just show respect to the other artists. I mean, you can't keep complaining about your idols not being respected when you don't do the same. It won't be long before these shows will stop inviting K-pop idols to activities if we don't stop this behavior. And well, the shows will go on perfectly fine because before idols were invited, everything was going on fine.
I haven't seen anything in particular with the was it, how do you say
that? Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. I personally haven't seen anything, or in terms of fans being annoying, or I've just seen just people enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. Only thing I've seen is because obviously people like, I just saw like a fan put out a PSA basically saying, you know, J-Hope's coming on near the end, so basically don't hog up the front of the stage, let other fans be able to see who they've come to see. That's and nice. Then slowly filter to the back. That's the only thing that I've seen, but it was only just because I think someone went to day one. It was just like, guys, like, of course, like, everyone's here to see someone in particular. Well, some people are anyway. So just be aware of that. That's the only thing that I saw. I saw most armies that were there to support J-Hope were quite respectful to other artists, and even saw a few fans go on stage and twerk with Erica Banks. So I didn't really see anything negative.
Yeah.
But I do understand. I have seen things in the past where it's just like, as this person said, there are people that are always demanding, you guys, when I say you guys, I'm talking about locals, like, you guys need to respect K-pop, you need to respect it, but then you're not respecting other artists that are not K-pop just because they're not K-pop. So it's just like, double standards here. But yeah, I can't really comment on this festival because I personally haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything as well that I can pinpoint. I think a lot of what I saw, I was a little bit apprehensive. I didn't know how things would go. From what I've seen, it seemed really fun. Fans seemed pretty respectful from what I gathered. If anything, I was actually worried about like locals being like mean or rude towards K-pop stans and the K-pop acts and stuff. But I haven't seen, it may have happened. Hopefully it didn't, but it might have. But I, like you said, I understand what this person's saying as a whole. Like, there have been times where I've seen like music program streams. I'm not talking about those instances where a platform is clearly using a group or an artist for clout and like there isn't like respect there. But from the get-go, they're just like commenting their fave or like, when's this coming? Like, get rid of this person, or, oh, this person's boring. I don't think you need to put someone else down to prop your fave up. I don't think that's necessary. But yes, Miss Lollapalooza was, it looked like an experience. J-Hope was J-Hoping. TXT were great. I was shocked, like not in a bad way, but I was so shocked with some of the clips I saw of J-Hope. I'm glad he was having a good time, but I was not mentally prepared, but I'm glad he had a good time.
Wow, what did you see, girl?
Okay, armies, don't cancel me. I love you guys. I think you're lovely. I'm pretty sure, don't sue me, Hybe, if this is wrong, but I'm pretty sure he smacked someone's bum.
Oh, is
or insinuated that you, Robbie, a bottom smack. Ooh, and I was like, oh. Good riddance.
Good God. Goodness me.
You know what? He had a good time. They had a good time. Good times.
When I first saw the clip of people twerking on stage, at first I thought J-Hope invited people on stage to come and twerk. And I was like, that would have been so iconic. I wish that happened. But obviously, baby steps. Oh, maybe the next one. Because you know, you have to test your wildness. Do you know what I mean?
Like one thing at a time.
So maybe next time he's going to invite some fans to come on stage and to pop that booty. I would love it. I would live. I think so would armies, to be fair.
Baby steps, because we still got to like please the board members and make sure that everything runs
smoothly.
Yeah, but
when you're in America, that's where you can go crazy. It's fine. America's not real.
It's an illusion.
I'm joking. To all the American listeners, we love you. But you know what I mean? I feel like when Korean acts, especially when I go to America, when they step foot in America, they're like, oh my God, let's go crazy.
Why does that make me think of like Blackpink at Coachella? And like, was it Rosé? Like, dance as if it's your last. like America's just its own like little world. And like,
that's what I'm saying. It's not real. So let's petition, guys. Armies, stand behind us. Let's get. Next time J-Hope performs or any member performs in context, because you could pop your booty to a ballad if you want, that's your business.
I'm so done.
But next time someone performs, or if they all perform as a unit, they need to invite some fans on stage to pop that booty. I think it will bring the world closer together. I agree.
Okay. But yeah, overall, like a great time. TXT had an amazing reception as well, which I obviously they're big, but sometimes it's a bit apprehensive because I hope they get treated right and stuff, but they seem to have had a great time too. So that's what I've seen. But if there's anything in particular that you want us to look into with regards to this, do zap it our way. And now on to our next unpopular opinion. So this person said, Blackpink are not actually the biggest girl group that they are painted out to be, apart from the fact that they have the highest following on social media and the highest subscribers on YouTube and have billions of views. Blackpink have actually not added anything relevant to K-pop, unlike BTS, who have broken numerous records and earned the title of the biggest boy group. Blackpink, on the other hand, just have a billion views to their name. And before you come for me, let's not forget that the reason why they have such amount, billions of views, is because of the lack of content and music and videos for their fans to watch. And also, let's not forget, K-pop fans are obsessed with streaming and hitting number goals. If anyone should be given that title, I feel like it's TWICE, because they've added so much to K-pop, and also with their awards. I fear that Blackpink will not be remembered in K-pop once they disband, apart from their fans, but for casual listeners, they will hardly refer to Blackpink because their music is also not chef's kiss. It's just generic and keeps following the same pattern.
Damn, this person is, I want to say, yeah, respectfully, this person kind of contradicts themselves, because you're saying that Blackpink are not the biggest girl group that they're painting out to be because they only have accolades. That's what you listed, accolades, basically, and views. But then you go on and say, well, another group, they have various accolades and awards, and that makes them bigger.
I think it's like a thing of definition, because by numbers and also impact, X group or X artist could be one of the biggest in the games, but the most impactful doesn't necessarily have to be the ones that have like reached the billions of views or X, Y, and Z.
That's true.
They could be a much smaller, lesser known, but they maybe helped to trigger the the fan cam culture or things like that. So I guess it depends on the way that you're judging this, because like you said, they provided accolades to both.
I just think as well, as much as, you know, Shay and I might joke on about Blackpink, about them not being around or whatever, but they are impactful to the point of, okay, yeah, they may have not released as much music as their peers or whatever, but they're still relevant. They're still very relevant. I think Blackpink, as Shay, you said before, like, they have their own colour. And I think what the issue is, there's two things. I think they are impactful and people judge them so harshly and expect more because of how big they are. Because if they were just not that impactful, no one really cared, they could release whatever and it'll just fly under the radar. I don't think what they release or have released is bad. Mm. I just think certain fans or certain people want to see change. But I think it's hard after being out for so long and releasing a certain amount of songs. It's like, okay, so where do they have time to experiment, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having this conversation in terms of on social media, but not to do with K-pop, but to do with like the Western world. And I think Missy Elliott must have said something in the fact of the only way you're going to be able to evolve is to keep changing your sound and playing with sounds. But that needs to happen from your second album.
Mm-hmm.
Because then if it doesn't happen from the second album, then you're kind of stuck to, oh, you're that artist that does that one thing. And when you do try to change, it still may be good, but it may not be as embraced because it's just like, that's not what you do. You don't do that.
Oh, this person's changed, or like they're falling off.
Yeah. So it's just, and even now, like certain artists that always, you know, change up their sound or whatever, it may not hit everyone, but there's still going to be critiques, but you can still see that they've changed. Like, even like you can mention like BTS or even Twice, like they've always like changed up how they've sound or experimented with different sounds. So I think maybe, I don't know, I don't think it's too late for Blackpink because again, they haven't really released that much group stuff, but the fact that they've been around for so long, it could be like, and again, it's a company thing as well because they're thinking of money. They don't want to lose money. And it is a business first. I feel like it's no disrespect, but I feel like a lot of K-pop nowadays is about making sure that we can keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
So they might experiment with songs on the album, but they may keep it safe with the title track. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think another lens that, I don't know if it completely relates to this unpopular opinion, but I've just remembered, is that from my memory, even though they would have had their rookie phase, Blackpink has always felt quite finished and polished from their debut, in my opinion. Like, they were that girl, like, they were quite put together, they were quirky and, like, they had their rookie moments, but from debut, they were very put together, formulated, and very polished. And I think sometimes, outside of a fandom, other people have trouble connecting to people that debut like that because they sort of feel, not that their personalities wouldn't have shown, because I could name you like what member acts like what and like what they like doing or like a funny thing about them. But especially with new debuts, sometimes it feels as though that there's that lack of connectivity or that lack of seeing them grow or change. Not saying that their sound wouldn't have improved or they wouldn't have gotten like better stage presence, but from the time of conception and them starting, it felt quite perfect. So sometimes there's a lack of connectivity and the fans might disagree. This isn't just something about Blackpink. There are tons of other groups that sort of feel this way to a lot of people. So that might be another reason why people don't always connect to them as much. I get what this person's saying. At first, I thought it was a hate unpopular opinion, but I guess it's by everyone's definition, like, are we judging the biggest by numbers, the biggest by impact, the biggest by trends, or all of the above? So, yeah. Mm. And moving on to our last unpopular opinion for today, this person said, some of y'all are walking around with pictures of minors in your phone case, and that's weird.
Ooh, child.
yes.
Ooh, That's a sticky one. Ooh, I mean, I don't do that, so... I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, you know what?
It's a bit weird.
If we remove ourselves on paper, if someone wrote down, I just saw a 25-year-old woman or man with a picture of a 15-year-old boy or girl on the back of their phone case. Nino.
Nino.
Context, yes, it might just be a sign of endearment and supporting your fave and being proud of them. But outside of that, I don't know.
It's kind of hard, though. I get it. I get this opinion. But it's because you can say that about anything. Okay, I know it's not the same. But, like, if I had a picture of my little cousin or something... I'm still a grown person walking around with a picture of a minor. That sounds weird, but that's without context. So, and I know it's not the same relationship, but there is some... Oh, this is weird.
Just that media, yeah. I think the added thing with the context of K-pop, that person is most likely their bias. And that doesn't mean in like a romantic or inappropriate way, but that's when things start to feel a bit more not... Right.
I mean, I don't walk around with people in my phone case, but that's just me. And I don't look down on people that do.
No, like, yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't. But
I don't know what to say about this opinion, you know? Like, I'm in two minds about it. Like, I get it. I get it both ways.
Yeah.
Well, do what you want to do. You know, if you're just, you know, if you're supporting the music, whatever, then do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Would this feel the same way as, like, if someone has a poster with their fave group and most of the members are minors and that's, like, in their room? Would that feel as bad?
I don't know.
This is why idols should not debut under 18 because it's just one big gray area.
It's just a gray area. Because the thing is as well, talking about debuting young as well, and the thing is what people are talking, especially with, I know, like, New Jean are not new to this rule, like, of course there's been, you know, questionable young debuts before them, but I think what most people have a problem with as well in terms of, like, creative direction and the influences or whatever, on top of that, no one really knows or no one can really say with chess who New Jeans' demographic are. Like, who are they aimed for?
That's a good...
Because I feel like with groups that have debuted way too young, you could tell they're trying to aim those groups for kids their age.
Yeah, like NCT Dream and Bubblegum. Like, we're chewing gum. Like,
do you get what I mean? Like, it's aimed for people... Or it may seem that way. It could be wrong. You know, there's some seedy people. But you know what I mean. Whereas when you have New Jeans, and especially if they have this song Cookie, who is this song talking about? Who are these girls aimed for?
Because, like, I guess it's meant to feel... I haven't, like, watched all their videos. I haven't really heard Cookie either. But it feels as though from other things I've seen from New Jeans, that they're meant to be relatable for their age demographic and be these cool kind of, like, relatable it girl type figures whilst tapping into, like, Y2K vibes and themes.
So why, but it also feels Cookie?
Very yeah, exactly. Like, it's also very suggestive, which would appeal more so to an older audience. So it's
I feel like New Jeans should be singing "Put My Sneakers On." Like,
exactly, switch songs of ITZY.
Let's switch it around.
Oh my god. Yeah.
No hate to ITZY though, but I don't know what was going on. That wasn't a vibe for me. Unpopular opinion. I don't know, is that unpopular? I don't know. I just like saying it because then I feel like I won't be dragged. But I feel like it doesn't matter what I say anymore, I'll be dragged regardless. So
I'm done.
But don't drag me, please.
Please don't drag me.
Thanks for
please.
Coming. To my TED Talk. Thanks.
I haven't actually listened to the entirety of the Put My Sneakers On.
No, me either, but what I've heard, it's not enticing me. But maybe I should, because I feel like sometimes teasers don't do the song justice, as we mentioned that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what? Let me pause on my statement.
Is this a good song with a bad chorus, or a bad chorus in a good song? Like, what's going on?
Like, what's the tea? Let's see.
Yeah, but no, I think that's like quite an interesting topic, and I don't think people talk about it enough in terms of creating age-appropriate music for certain demographics and age groups. Because I think the whole world, especially young kids, like, so desensitized now, so they want to be eating what like the 20 to 25 year olds are eating. So yeah, it's a bit,
I think it's kind of sticky as well, because there's that whole conversation. I don't know if I've had it on this conversation on here, or if I've just spoken to you privately, but I feel like now, like, this is gonna make me sound old, or maybe if I sound old, but like when we were like younger or whatever, back in my day, there was a kids section. Like, there was like kids stuff. Then you had like stuff pumped out for teens. Like,
not even teens. There was tweens. There was like tweens content.
There was like pre-teen stuff or tween stuff. You had teenage stuff. And this is like not just with content and entertainment, but clothes as well. Like,
everything.
So there was like clear, like, okay, all 12-year-olds were wearing this kind of style, and it was completely contrasting from what 15-year-olds were wearing and what 15-year-olds were wearing, 20-year-olds weren't wearing. But now I think once you hit like 14, I'd probably be wearing the same outfit at my age. Did you get what I mean? Like, it's just like 14 now, you wanna, like, there's no differentiation. And I think that's what the issue is, because now you have 14-year-olds thinking that they're 20.
We don't say this to be like, no, like, kids have to live this way and to be like super controlling, or like, back in my day it was done this way, so it has to stay this way. But life, this is gonna sound so serious and deep, but life is like so precious, and like, you're only a kid for so long, so gradually growing in that is amazing, rather than turning 12 and like, I'm gonna act like I'm 25 now.
And plus, it's confusing. It's very confusing. Like, just being that young as well, without this, is confusing. And then you have the added pressure, like, okay, so I'm following so and so on Instagram, I'm meant to look like this now. And it's like, no, you don't.
It's a bit of a sticky one. But if any of you guys have any thoughts or feelings on this very diverse discussion we've had, let us know. You can submit your thoughts anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us on socials. We know you love to chat in the TikTok comments. I felt like I saw like a really long TikTok comment chain on our page the other day. Like, you know, when you can respond to a comment and it just kept going. So, yes, you do that. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything on our radars, anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Pull my sneakers on. No, I'm joking. I'm taking the mic. On my radar, I think I had a few things, but the only thing that's coming to my head at this current moment, because Shanice is stupid and she didn't write things down.
Positive affirmations. You're very intelligent.
Very intelligent, rich. Can I put super tall?
Period.
Can that happen for me still?
Yes.
Do you think that can still happen for me?
If short men can do whatever they want, you can do whatever you want.
No, but there's different of do whatever you want. Can I physically grow?
Maybe. Or is that... you know what? You might be able to, because there was this whole situation where Nikki from In Hyphen was eating these gummies, and like a bunch of people bought them and they grew more.
But is he a child?
He was a child, but some adults also done this.
I'm not a child anymore. Anyway, on my radar, the girl group called Purple Kiss, they did a cover to Kai's and they sounded really good, vocals on point. So you guys check it out. I think it was really good. I think it has something else, but it's not here at the moment, so I'm just gonna leave it at that for now.
Okay. My radar, I'm still watching that drama that I mentioned last time. I think a few episodes have come out, and I need to catch up. I think it's called Bad Girlfriend. I don't know how much of last episode you listened to, but it's this girl and she has two boyfriends, And like, yeah, it's a whole situation, but that's been interesting. What else am I watching? I'm still watching Change Days. I feel I need to catch up on last week's episode. And I want you to picture this. So really sit with me. Picture this. You eat, breathe, sleep, performing. You're working up to your debut. You finally get the notice that you're going to debut. You have your members. You're excited. You've been assigned your position. You are currently assigned as the lead vocalist and the center.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, a week prior to your official debut, you get told that you're being replaced by an AI. How do you feel?
I'm going to be angry and I'm destroying that computer that AI
I'm going to crop the file.
Can we talk about this? This boy, was it, what are they called? Boy kind? Kind boy? Boy kind?
Maybe. I thought they had an S in their name. Maybe that's just the logo. But boy we're kind? Talking about the same one. The one that done the Esper challenge, right? The game.
Listen, okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think that's very disrespectful for every real member in that group that's trained. Secondly,
every real member, he's real to me.
No, he's not real. Secondly, you're gonna be sent up. Like they need to fix. Like it was awkward. It's awkward watching this AI. Because the movements are weird. He was a little bit
stiff, yeah.
He's stiff, like, and this is no disrespect to all the people that have worked hard on this AI, like, this is no shade to you, but like, well, it's kind of shade to you, I guess. But, no, like, dancing, just remove, he needs to remove him from the group, remove him. Like, no, this is disrespectful. Because the thing is, as well, from what I've seen, and I haven't gone down the rabbit hole, so maybe I'm just ignorant, like, it's not even like there's AI in the group and then everyone else has the same shine as the AI. It's like the AI is the main member and everyone's there to do backup dancing, but everyone else is dancing way better than you and the AI looks stiff.
You know what? It's just like popped into my head that is the most outrageously offensive part of this whole situation. Imagine you've told all your friends and family that maybe didn't believe in you that you're debuting and you're got like one of the top positions in the group. And you dance behind a computer.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
This better not turn into a thing because...
I did see one theory where someone was saying, because I don't think it might be AI. I don't know. I'm not a computer girl. But they said, like, you know when they make games and they have, like, someone in the suit and they've got, like, those bubbles on them and, like, they track it? That's what they think it is. So it could be this whole thing, like, there's an actual real member, but they're not going to show his face, but he's there and he might be revealed one day. I also doubt it, but...
I feel like... Because the thing is, with especially with that Esper cover, the moves weren't very fluent. Bear in mind, they could track the movements from Esper themselves from a video or they could track, they could do what you said with the, you know, when they put the stickers and the dots or whatever.
Like the motion capture.
Like motion capture from another member that's dancing way better. Because this just looks stiff. This just looks like there was no motion capture at all. And they've just inserted equations into a computer and it's come out something similar to the dance. Like it's just very stiff. And the reason why I don't think someone's behind it either is because I feel like the AI looks like a merge of different idols.
Yeah, people are saying that, yeah.
And it's just like he looks a bit like Taeyong a bit. He looks a bit like...
He kind of looks like Kang Daniel as well.
Kang Daniel, and I think he looks like someone from Astro or The Boys. I can't remember. But I'm just like, no. Remove. Let's start a petition, guys. Let's remove Mr. Computer away from this group because... It's disrespectful. It's very rude. The reason why people like K-pop idols in the first place is so they can connect with another human, not a computer. Thank you.
Like hologram high touch after the concert. I saw like the funniest thing. Someone was like, if he has a scandal, it's just going to be with Karina. And good for him. I don't want to be too mean to like the programmers or animators behind this because I know it's super hard, but yeah.
Let's not do that. Let's remove him. Let's do that. Nice try, but it's a no. Thanks.
Yeah. I think like it could have been done in a different way. Like it's still a super like polarizing and shocking thing. It could have been like a promotional thing, and then it's just like the actual human group. Because how are they going to go to Music Bank?
Remove. I'm not defending an AI. Remove.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what was on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that video with Jackson Wang?
Wait, no, there's been multiple.
There has been multiple, but the one I'm referring to is him reading first tweets.
Yeah, and he's just like, I want to meet all these people, bring them in front of me.
This guy.
Is he okay?
No, he's not.
Well, one, I don't think we can say it on the pod, but he said one thing I never thought I would hear.
Yeah, I was thinking it, but I was like, let me not say it.
Mm. Yeah. So that was interesting.
Mm.
Yes. Who would you like to see read first tweets next? I would pay premium price to see RM read first tweets.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
I want someone to read first tweets that will have the same thirsty
energy.
Jackson came with energy, yeah. Some people, they read it, they're like, oh my God, this is, oh, I'm so shy, oh my God. No, you like it. You like it.
You know you like who it. Would bring the same energy probably? Someone like BB. I feel like she would probably match the energy.
I think Bam Bam as well.
Yep. Did you see that whole situation? I don't know if he had like a concert or something recently, but people were like really thirsting over like one of his backup dancers or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Bam Bam, like, I don't know if it's real. I saw this on TikTok, so it might not be real. But he posted, like, you know that banner is like, welcome home, cheetah, or something like that. And like as a response to one of the fans that were talking about the backup dancer. So I would either want to see someone that matches the energy or is just super offended. I feel like Irene would be offended.
She would just look with disgust. She'll be why am I doing this?
Like, why am I here?
But it won't get posted. It won't get posted. We won't see that video.
I want to see it. Send it to me, please.
Yeah, well, that was that. That was our radaring.
You guys can also let us know what's been on your radars or if there's anything you want to recommend to us.
Yes. So that's it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, requests, or suggestions to us on socials, or you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HowYouAtYou.
I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me on things at kpopbox _.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me pretty much anywhere. I hope I'm there to some extent at the K-Way.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.